שבוע, אני משעה כל מיני דברים. Rabbi Sai, we're going to go to phase two of the sugya. Going to be much easier to understand now after we, last week we got some clarity. So let us again go back. Machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachomim. We had a machloikis in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chachomim. In a case where Omuloi Shnayim Achalte Chele V'Hoim Eloi Achalte, Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachomim if Yechai V'Chatas. According to Rav Meir, Yechai V'Chatos, because the Edom are believed. And according to the Chachomim, you're not Chai V'Chatos. We're going to clarify now, why not? Meaning, is it that you're believed over the Edom, or is it some other Cheshbon? As we go through the sugya, it's going to sound like you are more believed than Edom. So the Gemara is going to give two alternatives as to the Poshah Pshat in the Mishnah. As to why the Mishnah just says Potter. The Gemara is going to give two alternatives to learn that it's actually an Emonis. And one of them will be easier to understand than the other, but the Gemara is going to give it two alternatives. So what we have till now is very simple. Reb Meir also agrees, the way we're learning, Reb Meir also agrees that there's such a drasha, hoy de'el of chatosoi, v'loy shi'edu acherim. So Reb Meir also agrees that in order for you to be chayav chatos, it has to be that you know that you have the knowledge that you're chayav chatos, and that others cannot let you know that you're chayav chatos. Chayav chatos has to come from within, from yourself. And therefore, Reb Meir also agrees that if the Edom come and tell you that you're chayav, you ate chalev, and you say not, if Eid Echad comes, so Reb Meir says you're potter from chatos, for the same reason. Because the pasuk of hoy da'el of chatosai, for lo yishyedu acherim. In that regard, Reb Meir and the Chachomim agree. Okay. The Chachomim, Reb Meir's objective here of why he holds not like the Chachomim is because he holds that in the case where two Edom come and tell us that you ate chalev, so even though he agrees to the pasuk, but he has a very simple objection, and that is, who cares about you? All that pasuk says is that you cannot get your information from an Eid Echad. If you yourself hold that you didn't eat chalev, Eid Echad cannot give you that information. And if he does, you're not chayav chatos. But we don't need that. We personally know now that you're chayav chatos. We know, so we don't care if you know. And Hoy De'elov just says that in order for you to, let's call it, to bestow upon yourself a chiyuv chatos, you have to know. But now we don't need you to know, because we know. So of course we have what all the Rishonim deal with. We're not going to deal with it because it's a minor issue, which is that normally we're not machayev somebody to bring a chatos. Ein mamashkinen. So guys, actually chayev a chatos, we don't force him. So Tosfos explains that's only somebody who knows he's chayav achatos and who objects to bringing it, then we say, okay, it's your life. But if you hold that you're potter, and we know that you're chayav, we will twist your arm to bring the chatos. Now, if you say, you know what, I know I'm chayv a chatas, but I don't want to bring it, ain't mamashkenin, then we won't force you to bring a chatas. So that's a minor issue. And there's different ways in the Rishonim how to tweak the teretz exactly. I'm giving you one approach. But that's a minor issue. The fact remains that Rameir says, hoidei lev chatosoi v'lo yishyedu acherim, is only applicable with you. It's nageh to you. If we know, we have to aid them telling us what happened, you chayv a chatas. That's all. And that's why we explain why, according to even the Chachamim agree to Reb Meir, in a case we have Eid Echot, and you're not makish the Eid, and you make no objection at all to what the Eid is saying, then the Chachamim also agree. What did the Chachamim do with their own drasha? Of Hoydei Lov Chatosei V'lo Yishyedu Acher. They say, well, it's not Hoydei Lov. It's now, it's not Yediyu Acherim. This Eid Echot is telling us that Yechayev Achatas. And that's enough for Bezin. You have a right to object. You have a right to put an objection and tell Bezin, no, I don't know, and I don't want you to accept the Eidus. And then we listen to you. And that's Hoydei Lov. But if you don't object, and that's the way we explained the Chachamim, and now we understand both the Chachamim and Reb Meir. And that's where we left off last week. I think everybody was quite clear. In the way we're learning, it's really relatively simple to understand. It seemed very complicated, but once we made this slight tweak, which is that Hoyda Elov is just a miut on you, but not on Bezdin, so then it's much easier to understand. Now the challenge is going to be, so how do we understand the Chachomim now? The Chachomim are saying that even if you have two Eidim that say that you ate Chalim, and you say, Lo Yechalti, so then the Chachomim say, then you're actually Potter from a Kob. And the way we were learning last week, Eid Echot, which then not Makrish, so then the Chachamim should agree that if you have two Eidim telling you that you ate Chalev, the Chachamim should agree that you're Potter. That's what should be. That Yechayev. And Tosfos even equates the two. Tosfos says, Eid Echot, Shaloi Ba'akhosha, is equal to Shtayim Be'akhosha. That was the Tosfos we had on the bottom, where Tosfos says that clearly. He says that, right, Shtika is like Shtei Eidim Be'akhosha. Tosfos Loshon is, the Pshita Dechayiv, the Einu Yedei Agab B'Trei Eidim Havi Kishtika. Right, but, Tosfos doesn't explain over here anyway at this point, because at this point we're not yet going on the Chachamim. Why, according to the Chachamim, is the loyal chalti better than any idea? We said by any idea, you be chayiv achatas, according to the Chachamim by two edim, and that is because we don't care about you. We don't care about you if you say any idea. We say forget about you. So why don't we forget about you also when you say loyal chalti? We should also forget about you. Why are we only forgetting about you when you say lo yachalti, when you say when you shtika, or when you even say any idea? I mean, the Chachamim say normally when you say any idea by Eid Echot, we listen to you. Even Rameir holds that way. Even Rameir holds, if you say any idea to an Eid Echot, we don't listen to him, we listen to you. Right? But by two Eidim, if you say any idea, then we don't listen to you. Right? Both according to the Chachamim and according to Rameir. And the reason is, because then you have no right to object, it's two Eidim, and then we're listening to them. We're not listening to you. So why, if you're Makhish, all of a sudden, are we not listening to them? Which is really the way we have to learn this Hemshech HaSugya. Now with that Hakdoma, we can understand the Gemara, because now the Gemara struggles, what is the Pshat of the Chachamim? Right? And until we came to the clarity that we came to last week, the Gemara is very difficult. The Gemara should just say, Ma tamayu d'rabonon, hoidei lo v'lo sheidu acherim. You follow? That's what the Gemara should have said. The Gemara starts off right away, Iboilu my time of d'rabonon. Right? We're getting to the top of your Beis Amud Aleph by the two dots. Iboilu hu my time of d'rabonon. Right? So without the clarity we had last week, this would be a political question. What do you mean? The reason Chachamim is, but the Pshat is the Gemara now is an offshoot of the list. Now that you're telling me that if you have an Eid Echad who you say nothing to, we accept his Eidus, and we don't care that you don't know because we listen to him. And if you tell to Eidim any Eidaya, it doesn't matter, we listen to them. And we don't care about the Drosha of Haidelov because we don't look at you at all. We're not asking you where you got your information. We're saying we have enough information. You could remain a Golem. So now the Gemara is asking a very valid question. My time with the Rabbonah. L'chaira, the Rabbonah should agree to Reb Meir. If you have two Eidim, we'll tell you you ate Chalev. So we should say, who cares what you say? It's not relevant to us. And there's no problem of Hoyda Elov, because it's not Elov, it's Eleinu. We're getting the information. That's the pshat in this Gemara. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Iboyelu, my time with the Rabbonah. And the Gemara gives two alternatives, besides for the simple way that we would have learned the Mishnah to begin with. To begin with, we would have learned the Mishnah, we would have said there's no issue here, this has nothing to do with Kol HaTerakula, of how we deal with witnesses in Kol HaTerakula. This is a special din in Chatos, Hoydeilav Chatosoi, V'loi Sheyidu Acher. Instead, the Gemara doesn't go that route, seemingly, doesn't go that route. The Gemara takes a new approach, and the Gemara gives the two pshatim the Gemara gives is that we believe you more than the Eidim. The Gemara says, my time is Rabban. Number one, is it Mishum the Adam Neman Atzma Yosem Imeir Yish? Is it that a person is believed on himself to Lagabi Achatas more than Yosem Imeir Yish? He's believed more than Eidim. We believe you more than Eidim. There are times in the Halacha we believe you more than Eidim. Eidas Baldin. Right, it's Kimei Edim Dami is more than Edim. So maybe we believe you more than Edim. Rashi tries to give an explanation because it's a kapara, whatever the reason is. We believe you more than Edim. That's one pshat. Or, Oidilma Mishum Damrin and Migu. We have a Migu here. Now this is completely a Pella. Maybe there's a Migu here. The boy Oma Mezido Yisi Potter. If he says Mezido Yisi, we say he's Potter. Amigo. Now this undermines everything we have in Kol HaShas, that we don't say Amigo b'mokom Eidim. Amigo doesn't strengthen you above Eidim. The Eidim still win. And that's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. Starting with Tosfos over here, if you look at Tosfos, second Tosfos on the daf, mashma lefum riyato sheu nemon mitamigo. That you believe the Migul, because you could have said, Sheyocholoyim amezid ha-yisi. Sheyocholoyim amezid ha-yisi. V'koshe, ha-reib Migul b'mokom Eidim hu. D'yesh Eidim sheu ochal, v'hu am alo yochalti. V'im kein mehem nalei b'mokom Eidim, mikoyach Migul. How could that be? Aminim b'vamatsiyah, Migul b'mokom Eidim, lo yamrina. That's Tosfos's problem. We all that Migul b'mokom Eidim, you don't say. That's Tosfos's kasha. Now, if you look at Tosfos, he tries to dray out of this question, and he says that perhaps, he says, L'chach yeshlem, if you go down a couple of lines, the first word on the line is L'chach. L'chach yeshlemar, perhaps we could say here like this, the hodenem on hocho, the mitaretz dibure. This is a very strange Tosfos. It's really not a migu. It's mitaretz dibure, either we or he, explained that what he meant to say was lo yachalti sheikah gelo mezit. The ikalameimah hadam lo yachalti rotzoloimah lo yachalti el sheikah gelo mezit. V'hochi pirusha. And this is the way you have to read it. Migu di boyoma mezit yisi potter hastanami mashoma lo yachalti kach rotzoloimah. This is what he means to say. V'hochi mitartzin and milsei de v'hochi oyadaita. And then he goes and deals with these are other practical issues with this. So in other words, Tosfos seems to be saying that the Gemara's tzad, that Migu works here, is not a classic Migu that we have in Shas. It's Metaretz Dibure. Now how do we get around the fact that the Gemara uses a Lashon of Migu? Furthermore, and this Tosfos deals with himself, why don't you just ask the guy? What do you have to say? We say what he meant. Say, excuse me, sir. What do you mean? What did you mean? So Tosfos, right? We're saying, we say that when you say lo yachalti, what you mean, what do you mean? ask him. He's there, say, what did you mean? So Tosis, in the end, Tosis seems told me Taka do. Taka asked him, what did you mean? But according to the mayor, at that point, you're not believed to retract anymore. According to the Chachomim, they say that that's what you meant to begin with. Now, what makes this very challenging to understand is, so what's the machlekes? There's no really guts in this machlekes. L'chaira, Reb Meir would agree if you came into Beis Din in day one and you said, Achalti, Chelev, Bemezid, you'd be believed. Right? L'chaira. And the Chachamim agree that if you say, Lo Yachalti, Klal, that you're not believed. So what's the machlekes? What's the machlekes? There's no guts to this machlekes. There's no lundish machlekes. How we interpret the words to possibly mean. That's very, very watered down at best. If you look at the end of Tosfos, he actually says that. He says, V'yesh loymar, v'im toymar v'nishal yeh. Let's ask him. Im hoya daito lekach. V'yesh loymar dafilu hodo amahochi lo yochalti shegeg el amezit. Kivon shaloyom akach poisei shom mechayev Rav Meir. And he says, I found the Teres Kahanim clear that says this. V'ochi amlinu b'teres Kahanim. And talking to Teres Kahanim, it says b'feirish. Omer HaMeir, B'tchil Omer HaMeizid HaYitzi, Shemin Loi. Rav Meir agrees. Because Rav Meir agrees that if you say I was amazed, you believed, Fizel. Now, what's interesting is that if you go to Amud Beis, the conclusion, the Gemara actually says, Moide Rav Meir L'Chachomim. If you go to Amud Beis, you go down about 13 lines from the top, Amar Ishlokish. Moide Rav Meir L'Chachomim. Shem Omru Loishnayim Baal Tashifcha Charufa. This makes the watered down version even more watered down. That means the halacha is by a regular erve, tchilas bia is enough to be chayev. Ha'or is enough, right? So by a regular erve, even if you just have tchilas bia, it's enough to be chayev achatas. By a shifcha charufa, we had this earlier, you only chayev if you had a gemar bia. Only chayv if you finish the beer. Now the gemar beer is something that only he knows. There's no way in the world, even by regular elv, it's a challenging edus, like the Gemara says in Makkos, kimcho b'shveferes, right? But gemar beer, only he knows. So the Gemara says that Rav Meir also is maskim, that when he says by shifcha charufa, if he says he could say loy gamarti biyosi, even Rav Meir agrees. So it's like, it's a total pella. Total pella. Because the mayor agrees over here also, you could say, Le'echalti Shegeg El Amazin. He just holds that it's too late. So why by Shifcha Charufa isn't it too late? You follow what I'm saying? Why by Shifcha Charufa isn't it too late? It should be the same problem. You got what I'm saying? In other words, let's go with Tosfos' approach. Tosfos is learning that when the Gemara says Migu, again, simplistically, Tosfos is saying the Migu doesn't mean Migu. It means, since he could say that that's what I meant, so we believe him, that that's Taka what he meant. When he said Le'echalti, he meant Le'echalti Shegeg El Amazin. Taka, that's what we believe. And Rav Meir, for some reason, holds we don't believe him. But if he Taka would have said from day one, Ochalti mezid, he would be believed. And that's not a question. Tosfos says he found the Teres Kahanim. That says it. So that's the truth. Right? So now comes the Gemara on Amud Beis. Omer Rish Lakish. By Shifcha Charufa, Rav Meir is moided to the Chacham. Because then nobody knows if he was Goymer or not. That's how do you learn the Gemara Pshute? Nobody in the world knows if he was Goymer Bia or not. And since nobody in the world knows if he was Goymer Bia, only he. So he's believed to say, "I like Gomati." So I don't understand. But that's not what he said at the beginning. That was Remeir's whole objection on Amud Aleph. Remeir's objection in our Mishnah, the way it sounds like what Tosfos is telling us, the way we're learning the Mishnah now is, Remeir says, you're not believed, the Edom are believed. The Chachamim say you're believed. According to the watered-down version of Pshat in the Gemara, is the Gemara saying it's a Migu, and the Migu doesn't really mean Migu. The Migu means, since you could say Achalti Mezid, we say that that's what Yutaka mean. Remeir agrees that you could say that. It's just too late for you to say that. And I, the Chachamim, say it's not too late for you to say it. Okay. Shifcha Chagufa is the same exact thing. The guy had beer with a Shifcha Chagufa. And now we don't know if he was Goymer beer or not. Only he does. Just like when he ate Chalev. We have no idea. We have no idea if he actually... If he was a Shogeg or a Mezid. We don't know if he was a Shogeg or a Mezid. Right? We don't know if he was a Shogeg or a Mezid. It's just that we're assuming. And why are we assuming that? The way Tosfos learns is because the Edom came and said, Ochal tochelev and yechayev achatas. And you're sitting here all day handling with them going, I didn't eat. So we assume that you're arguing with what they're saying. We're not assuming that you're adjusting what they're saying. So what's the difference by Shifcha Chagufa?
By Shifcha Chagufa, it's an easier stretch to go from Lo Ba'alti to Lo Ba'alti B'yosi than it is by
Why?
Because he could have, it's easier to say he could have, when he said Lo Ba'alti, what he meant was Lo Ba'alti Marbiya. I didn't finish.
Even though Kol HaTerekula Biya means...
Yeah, but here it doesn't. Maybe it's a problem.
The only... David, if he's such a Talmud Chacham, the only difference between Tchilas Bia and Soiv Bia, right? And we're talking about a London, David is saying. The only difference between Tchilas Bia and Soiv Bia is that Tchilas Bia Yechayev Achatas, and Soiv Bia Yechayev Achatas by Shifcha Chavufa, and Tchilas Bia Yenat Chayev Achatas. And in Kol HaTerekula, Stam Bia means, right? Now let's go to Tchilas, the same Talmud Chacham. The only difference between Achalti Shogeg and Achalti Mezid is whether Yechayev Achatas or not. So all of a sudden now we strip him from his Talmud Chacham hat. Now when he says Lo Yechalti and he says, listen, I'm a Lamdan. David Bresha called me a Lamdan, right? So I'm a Lamdan. So when I said Lo Yechalti, I didn't mean I didn't eat. I meant I didn't eat a qualified Achila for Chayev Achatas. Now we say, no, you're an Amoritz. I don't buy that. No, I don't think you do either. So, all I'm trying to say is this further, I think, points us to the direction which I'm holding anyway, that it's very weak to say that the machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim is whether we do say or we don't say, you did mean, you didn't mean. There's obviously some more depth to the machlokes. And Memela, it will either apply or not apply to Shifcha Chagufa. Okay, that's that. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back and forth with these two svaras. And the Gemara says the nafkamina would be very simple. The Gemara says, umay nafkamina, who cares? So again, we have two models. One model is Adam Neman al Atzma Yoyser Mimeyish, which means we believe you more than 108. That's one model. The other model is that we don't believe you more than Eidim, but we have a Migu, and Tosfos says Migu means Metaretz Debure, whatever it is. And it's working with a migul, with what you could have said or what you did mean, what you could have meant or what you actually meant according to what Tosfos is saying. That's what Tosfos. Now, the Gemara says, what's an afkamina? Nafkamina would be without the migul, if we strip you from your migul. The Gemara says, what would be the nafkamina? Betume. The Gemara says like this. Meaning, let's say two Edom come and say you became Tomei today. Right? So, and you say, Loinit Mesi. So if we want to now water down the version, we'll say, Loinit Mesi Mipnei Shetaharti. Loyamati Bitumasi. Right? That would be what we would say. When you say I'm not Tomei, you don't mean to argue with the Edom. You mean to say I became Tor. That only works on a Tumah Yeshana, where you have enough time to have become Tor. But by a Tumah Chadasha, you had no time to become Tor. So then we would say that you don't have a Migul. That's what comes out. That's the Gemara's chiluk. So the Gemara is actually making a chiluk and halacha between these two times. If you hold the reason is because a migul, that only works when a migul would be there. And that would be if you have an old tumah, then we could say when you said loinit meisi, means loyamadati betumasi yalotavalti. And according to the, again, using David's lumbus, which is correct, why would we say loinit meisi means loyamadati betumasi yalotavalti? That doesn't fit into the words. It means, when I say loinit meisi, I meant I'm not in a state that I'd be chayv achatus. That's what it means. Why am I not in a state that I'd be chayv achatus? Because I already went to the mikveh, and when I went into the Beis HaMikdash, I wasn't chayv achatus. But that won't work by a tumah chadash. And that's the Gemara goes back and forth with these two timim of either Adam Nemna Atzma Yesim Imei Ish, or it works with the Koyach Amigo. Okay. So now we'll try to get clarity in these two timim of Adam Nemna. And we'll see in the Lashon of the Rosh here as well, in the Hashmatas, the Rosh uses a Lashon like this. The Rosh says here like this, Hashmatas Ois Mem Gimel, I'll read it to you. The Rosh says like this. The Rosh says, we find Lamaisa, the Braisa, we find both things. We find a lashon in the Braise, migul. V'chein matzinu bebraise tamayu derabbanan mishum da'odom neman al atzmoi. Right, so we find both. We find both reasons. In the Mishnah itself, by us, it sounds like ma'im yirtzel loymar. It sounds like it's a migul. If you just read our Mishnah, but if you read the Braise, it uses a lashon of odom neman. So the Rosh suggests that the Gemara couldn't dismiss either reason, because both are found. Our Mishnah uses the lashon of Ma'am Yirtzeloyim Amezid Ha'isi, which potentially means Migul. Potentially. I mean, like I told you, if I didn't have the Gemara at all, I could have learned the Mishnah means Hoideil of Chatoser. That's what the Mishnah could mean. But, and that's why he could say whatever he wants, because he's... because Hoideil of Chatoser, but... leave that on the side. The Gemara wants to learn Migu. So our Mishnah says Migu, and the Braisa uses a Lashon of Adam Nemna Atzma Yoisim Imeya Ish. Says the Rosh, Miboile, the Gemara's question is, Hey Minayu Iker Hatam. Ehertamaisa. I see a fascinating thing in this Rosh. The way I see it, without the Rosh, there are two models that have no kshaychus, these two models. One model is that we believe you more than 100 Edom. We basically dismiss what the Edom are saying. That's one model. Why? Because the Adam Nemel Atzmei, this is your territory, we don't listen to the Edom. The other model is, you have a migu. And the migu means, the way Tosfos explains, you're not even arguing with the Edom, really. These are two completely different models. Comes the Rosh, and he says, since in the Mishnah we find the Lashon of Migu, and in the Braisa we find the Lashon of Odom Neman Al Atzma Yesem Yimei Ha'ish, so therefore the Gemara Shaila is, which reason is the main one? What do you mean, which reason is the main one? How could they both coexist? The Rosh is telling us that they both coexist. The Odom Neman Al Atzma Yesem Yimei Ha'ish is a reason, and Odom Neman and Migu is a reason, and the Shaila is, which is the main one? What's the shachas between these two things? Seems to be two completely different models. But the Rosh is making a cholent, like they complement, that's the way the Rosh is making. These two things complement each other. And now the Gemara Shaila is, which one is the main one? That's what comes out from our Rosh. So, the Shaila is, what does the Rosh mean? So I brought down last week the Rashba, and I meant to print it out this week for the Yalim as well. The Rashba above Mitzia, I asked the Elam to look up that Rashba. And the Rashba learns both in Yevamos, by the Sugya of Eirechot, and in Bava Metzia. The Rashba learns like this. He learns the way our original model was. Hoydeil of Chatosa. You have to know. So the Rashba reads as follows. Dichsiv hoydeil of Chatosa. Sha'achatos toli b'yediya shaloi. Chatos has to be your knowledge. And therefore, v'chol sho'imah shaloi chata eini b'chlal hoydeil of Chatosa. He's not included. And therefore, can't be Mechai v'chatos. And he quotes, there's a Rashi in Bava Metzia Dav Gimel, which Toilam I assume looked up. We had this last week in the Maamar Kaimis. And Rashi says as follows, Eidim ein Mechai v'noisei kol b'ni makhish v'noisei, dichsiv oi hoide elov. Hoide elov. V'loishi oi diyu acherim. Aye. So what do we need to come on to this whole Migu and Adam Nemon? So really, the Migu is working, the Rashba says like this. Maminim leishalo yoda. We believe in that you don't know. And this is what we discussed from day one, that possibly the reason why a guy needs a Migu here is because really, hoydeil of chatosa would be sufficient to say your potter. V'loishi yodu acher. And therefore, when you deny it and you say no, that would be enough of a reason for us to say Yipata from a Chatas. Even though we said that, according to Toysis, that's not the Lamdas, as we proved last week and as we see from our Toysis and our Sugya. Even by two-way. Toysis clearly doesn't take the root of the Rashba. This is the Rashba's approach. The Rashba is maintaining our original Pshat, which is Hoydeil of Chatosa is the main Svara, and the Migu is only there to sustain the Hoydeil of Chatosa. Meaning, why don't we say you do know? There it is, we don't say you do know. So I want to clarify the Rashba, and with that, we'll be able to explain Tosfos and all the other Rishonim as well. But I want to clarify the Rashba. What I think the Rashba is saying is like this. Why do you need Migu at all? If we're saying now you're not going against the Eidim. You're saying, I don't know. You're not saying that they're wrong. You're saying, I don't know. I don't know that I ate. As far as I know, I didn't eat. The Torah says like this. In every Eidus in Kol HaTorah Kula, you can always break up testimony. Anytime testimony relates to your knowledge, you can always break up the testimony to reality and to the perception of the reality. So, Lomoshel. Two Adam come to, a guy swears, a person comes to him, he says, I gave you an Aveda. I gave you a Pikodim. He makes a Shvua that he didn't give him a Pikodim. Two Adam come and say he did. Talochas, he becomes Pasal Yedis. He's Chayiv Malkus for Shvus Sheker. All the wonderful things, right? Now, why can't the guy, I'm asking you, Shaila. Why can't the guy come into Bezdin and say, listen, nobody in the world knows that I'm a liar. Maybe I really didn't know. The guy came over to me, he said, I gave you the computer. My computer has a Pikod. I say, it's not true. Never gave me a Pikod. Two Adam come to Bezdin, they made that you did get the Pikod. The Aloch is now Yechayev, number one, you become Pasal Yedis. Number two, you become Chayiv Malkus. Right? For Shvu Sheker. Right? So I'm asking you a question. Why can't the guy come back and say, listen, my boy, say, how do you guys know that I was lying? No aid in the world could testify that I lied. They could testify that I said something which is not accurate. They don't know that they know that I remember getting the computer. Maybe I tackle when I swore. I didn't know. Huh? You're not listening. You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not arguing with the Eidim. You come to Bezdin and say, Rabbi Isai, when he came over, he said he gave me a computer. I had no recollection. He gave me a computer. And I swore as such. Do the Edom know that at the time that I swore I had a recollection that he gave me to pick up the computer? Let's go a step further. If you ask the Edom, Rabbi Isai, could you testify that he knows right now that he has the end of the computer? Of course not. Pesach will tell you it happens all the time. You totally forget. What did I just say, Pesach? That's it. Right? So no aid in the world knows that you lied knowingly. I mean, the most they could say is that you swore to something which is not accurate. You get what I'm saying? I'm not asking for a migu. We're not even holding by migu. Why can't a guy, they take the guy into bed and they start tying him up to a pole, they're ready to give him malchus? He says, Rabbi Isai, what are you giving me malchus for? I still don't remember him giving me the computer. What do you want? I swore that I didn't remember him giving me the computer. The Edom know that I know that he... The Teretz says that there is, in every Edus, there's the scientific Edus, and then there's the assumption that we make based on that Edus. And that assumption also becomes part of the Yokum Dovo. That means Edom established something. Api Shnayim Edom Yokum Dovo. Two Edom come to Bezin, they give testimony. They establish a reality to Bezin. And that reality is a reality that could even go beyond what they actually are saying. It's a reality now that we have. The reality we have is that this computer was given to you as a Bikodin. And as far as we're concerned, you're aware of it. Even though the Edom didn't testify to that specific conclusion. But that's part of the Yokum Dover of Edus. And now, when you come and you say, you swear that you didn't, and the same thing by every, think about every Shvu Sheker. Always works that way. The guy says, Lo Yechalti V'Ochal. Chayiv Malkus, right? Maybe he forgot. I told you a story. I had my, by me, I gave a fahel to a boy 11 years ago, 12 years ago, in my home, where I had that very embarrassing experience with this very large ninth grader who came to my house for a fahel. And my son opened the door, one of my younger children, opened the door, and I'm in the kitchen. And all I hear is a three-year-old boy. My three-year-old son opened the door. All I hear is, wow, I was ready to plot. Wow! And then he goes, were you created this way? Or it's because you eat a lot? That was the... You can imagine, then I came out and Nebuchadnezzar, and I understood my son's chakira, but I had to deal with it. So this boy, as years went on, I helped him, Baruch Hashem, part of... he ended up being a wonderful boy and steiged a lot in learning, and Baruch Hashem, in weight, he decreased in size, Baruch Hashem. And I helped him with it. But one of the issues I had with him, I told him, Tyra, you eat too much. He said, Rebbe, I'm telling you, it's a metabolism issue. He agreed with my son's shot. He said, it's not that I eat a lot. So I said, take a notepad, and I want that everything that you eat, you write down. I said, I don't care if it's a carrot. One carrot, two celeries. He ate carrot and celery like a bloch and blade. So whatever you eat, he came to me that day in yeshiva by Meirev, with his machberes. He says, Rebbe, I eat a lot. You realize it. So the guy says, he makes a shvua, lo yechalti. Who says he's a shakra? Now two Edom come and say he ate. He's chayav malchus, right? Who says he ate? Maybe, who says he was lying? Maybe he didn't know. The teretz is, we make a halachic assumption, the Edom come and tell us a fact, then Bezdin makes a halachic assumption, and that becomes part of the Yokum Dover. That becomes part of the Yokum Dover. So I want to explain to you very simple. The Chiddush over here that the Migu works, that we believe you that you don't know, is something that in Kol HaTerakulu we would not accept. We would not accept this normally in Kol HaTerakulu. But here you have a Migu to make us believe that the assumption that we normally would make based on Haggadah Seder, that assumption is wrong. The assumption we make when a guy says Lo Yechalti is that he didn't forget nothing. V'horai, if this was Malchus, we'd give you Malchus. Right? Same case. We'd give you Malchus. But here, because you have a Migu, So we believe you, but the migu was not mamish keneged Eidim. The migu is keneged the yokum dover, the assumption that we make based on the Eidus. That's the nekuda. That's the Rashba, the way the Rashba understands. This is where I feel Tosfos deviates and the other Rishonim deviate from the Rashba. And they hold no such thing. The yokum dover of Eidus is just as strong as the Eidus itself. And just like by Eidus, if you have 1,000 migus, you're not believed against the Eidim. If you want to go against the facts that we establish based on the Eidus, it's also against the Eidim. And migu b'makom Eidim doesn't work. That is the yesod of the machlokes in the Rishonim in our sugya. And that's why they couldn't learn just simply like the Rashba, where the Rashba simplifies it and says, nah, the migu is really just here for us to believe you, that's all the migu has to accomplish. That's why the Tosfos and the other Rishonim disagree with the Rashba's approach. Because the Rashba's approach, if you think about it, is very logical what the Rashba's saying. It's not mamash migu b'mokom Eidim. You always have the hoidel of chatosa issue burning. It's just a question if we believe you that's hoidel of or not. And this is sufficient. We believe you now. We believe you, it's Haidel of Chatasa. The other Rishonim hold no. Just like we don't believe you when you come with a migu that's smack against the Eidus, we don't believe you when you come with a migu that's against the assumption and the Yokum Dover of the Eidus. That's all. Now we can understand the other Rishonim. Now I'll try to give you a beer in the other Rishonim, what they hold. The other Rishonim hold like this. But Tosfos seems to say that there's a machlekes whether we go by metaretz dibure or loy metaretz dibure. What is this? You could say it's like this. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, on the bottom of the daf, below the Tosfos, loy amadti bitumasi. Okay, you guys got it? The truth is, we don't even have to go into that. That's a very long. Let's go to the shorter version. The first Tosfos Yeshanim, the one liner. Okay, the one line Tosfos Yeshanim. Imayim yirtza loyma mezer yisi. You got that Tosfos Yeshanim? He says like this. Kiloyma. Deloy dovin le'edim hami'idim alamisa. The Tosfos Yeshanim is fine tuning this issue that we're raising right now, which is how in the world do we accept a migu? How can we accept a migu from an individual if that migu is going against the Eidim, even though it's only the Yokum Dover of the Eidim? But we don't do that normally. We wouldn't accept this normally. So why here do we? It says like this. The Loidomi le'edim ha'me'idim ala misa. Sheheim gomru hadvorim. Tosfos says, because by regular Eidus, once they give us the testimony, that is the completion of the issue. Heim gomu adovo. The issue is completed. There's no need to look into this any further. Why? Shehisru boy. They gave him asro. Va'ova v'hizit. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Avo. Hani ein goim v'neidusan. Shelo yodu im shoygeg hoyo im lav. So the Tosfos Yeshanim, the way I see it, is telling us like this. He's telling us that these Eidim are different than regular Eidim. Because regular Eidim, everything is completed at that time when they give the Eidus. It's finished. So now there's a Yokum Dover. Now something has been established through the Eidus. And now no migu in the world can override the Yokum Dover of the Eidim. The Eidim have established something. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, but over here, there's not a Yokum Dover. Because the Eidim don't know Lemaisa if he was a Shegig or not. Yeah, so I thought we just finished saying they never know. And if they say a guy swore falsely, they don't know that either. They don't know if he knows or he doesn't know. The Teretzes. This is what I believe is in the Kudu. We go back to our friendly Oy Hoidel of Chatose. Hoidel of Chatose tells us, according to the Chachomim, right, that the knowledge, his knowledge, is part of the Chiyuv Chatas. And his state of mind is part of the Chiyuv Chatas. And therefore, when Edim come and give us Edus that he ate, we, Beis Din, cannot make a final conclusion yet. We still have to analyze his Yediyah. So there is no Yakum Dover. That's what he said. By Shvuah, we don't have such a pasuk. The Torah wasn't megalos by Shvuah that we have to now analyze what he knew and what he doesn't know. There's a Yakum Dover on the Edus, it's done. Over here, the Torah was megala that we that his knowledge is pivotal to the Chiyuv Chatas, and therefore, when the Edim tell us something, it is incomplete testimony. It's testimony that is not complete. It's not complete testimony. And since it's incomplete testimony, Memela, Migul could be looked at, other Inyonim could be looked at, which we'll see. Adam Nemo Asma Yosem Imanish could be looked at. Now, that's clear what the Tosh Yonim said. He says it. He says, Loi Gomru, the Edus is not complete. It's not, it's incomplete. Now, because, in other words, by regular Misa, the Torah also requires the knowledge of the individual, a certain state of mind. But there the Torah said that the Edim give us, they establish his state of mind. The Torah made that part of the Edus. In fact, one man d'amah holds, Einoi ne'ag ad sheyu shnei edo of maslin boy. The Edim have to be the ones to give us law. Okay? One second. So there the Torah told us that there's a state of mind that's required, and that the Edim create and establish that state of mind. Through what mechanism? Through Asra. So it's not that the state of mind doesn't concern us by Achiv Misa. It does. But the Torah told us that that too is established through the Edim. And if it wouldn't be established for the Edim, he'd be able to have a Migu there also to make him Potter from Misa. But he doesn't, because that's part of the testimony. Over here, on the other hand, when the Torah used the Lashon Hoideil of Chatosai, the Torah did not give us a mechanism of how the Edim can testify about the state of mind. The Edim could tell us something. We still, in our Beis Din, in our capacity, still have a suffix whether he's Chayav HaChatos. We don't know for sure. Now, we still assume that he's Chayav HaChatos. Why not? Because we assume the guy, the Edim told us he ate. We assume either because some people are not Rishurim, or because he didn't say Yochalti B'mezid like Tosis brings down at the end. Whatever the Cheshbon is, we still make such an assumption. But there's no testimony. There's no testimony. The testimony is, as of yet, incomplete in its relationship to the Chiyuv Chatas. So Mela, according to the Chachamim, this is what I want to get to, this is my main Nakuda. According to the Chachamim, the Edus of the Edim has not yet created a Yakum Dover on a Chiyuv Chatas. By a regular case, the Edim, once the Edim give the Edus, the case, the Yakum Dover, has become established. Over here, Edim have established the fact, and that is that he ate Chalev, and there's a Yakum Dover on the fact that he ate Chalev. But there is no Yakum Dover that is Chayav Chatas. And therefore, a migu can be entertained. Migu could be entertained. Now, the reason why it's not pamoka maiden is not because of the Rash poles. It's not pamoka maiden because it's not directly contradicting the Aden. And Tosis holds it's not pamoka maiden. Tosis Rishonim holds not pamoka maiden because there's no yokum dover on that aspect. There's no Yakum Dover at all on that aspect. The Torah never said that the Edim can establish a Chiyuv Chatas. Now, this is what I want to get to. This is the critical piece. Reb Meir also agrees that we have this migu and metarksin and debris, all the beautiful stuff he holds of. Here's where he argues with the Chacham. He argues with the Chacham in one point. What he argues with the Chacham is like this. And I have to bring in another sugya only because without that it won't be shayach to understand this. But it shouldn't take more than another couple of minutes to get this finished. There's a sugya in Malkus where the Gemara talks about if an Edim give you Edus that this guy was over his neder. Okay? And the Gemara talks about a guy who makes a neder he's going to eat today. V'lo yachal. So the Gemara says every minute of the day it's like Hasra Safik, according to one opinion. Because he could eat in 2 minutes. There's no point in the day that the Edim could say, if you don't eat now, you chayev achat, you chayev malchus, because he could eat in 5 minutes from now. He could eat in 10 minutes. Every minute is bo'emid v'achzer. Now, some of the Rishonim ask Akasha, why isn't it that every time a person is over a nether, it should be Asra Suffolk? You know why? Because maybe he'll be shoyal on his nether. Maybe he'll be shoyal on his nether. Be shoyal on his nether. So it comes out retroactively, Chacham is oiker the nether l'mafreya. Comes out, he never was chayev. He made a nether. And he was over the nether. And he's chayev malchus because the Edom gave him asror. He's chayev malchus. Then he goes after everything and he goes to a Chacham. And he's shoyal on the nether. So the Chacham goes now and uproots the nether retroactively. Now it comes out that l'mafreya, he was never over the nether. Oh, Zog Bessel. Very good. The pshat is very simple. No. You're too lumdish, stop it. You're too lumdish. Come on. You don't have to go, so it's very simple. Hasra Suffolk is only if intrinsically, we don't know if you are over the nether. Then we can say it's Hasra Suffolk. The Edom can't tell you. The Edom don't have to tell you. We predict with absolute truth and fact that you're going to be chayiv malchus. We don't know what it'll be. Maybe Bezno Pati for malchus. Maybe you'll pull out of your pocket. There's a lot of tricks you could pull out of your pocket. And you maybe you'll become potter for malchus. We can only tell you this act that you're doing now, the way it stands, you're chayiv malchus. Okay, that's all. That's enough. That's not called asor sofik. Because Bezin doesn't have to. What does that mean? That means there's what we call the act that triggers the chayiv malchus. That has to be absolute. And if the Edom cannot, with absolute conviction, tell you that this act of drinking this makes you chayiv malchus, it's a chasaron and a hasra sofik. And then there's something external, even though that external element will affect your chayiv malchus. It will affect your chayiv malchus. It could also be that after the Edom come to Bezin and give their edus, there'll be a hung jury. And it could be that the guy will end up becoming potter from malchus out something internally in the Bezin. The Edom don't know that. The Edom don't have to say, we know you're going to get malchus. That they can't say. They don't know. They're not Dayonim. They're Edom, not Dayonim. They can't say he's going to get malchus. They're saying, right now, this act that you're doing now is an act that could be mechayev your malchus. That's all. So I want to tell you very simple. Hoyda el of chatosa, there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, Hoyda el of chatosoi is an integral part of the chi of chatos, which means you. It's not pshat that when a person goes and they eat, chaylev, they're potentially they're already chayiv chatos when they eat chaylev b'shagig. It is a tenai that chi of chatos comes only after it's hoyda el of. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. Hoyda Elov is an integral part of the Chi of Chatas. Nafkamina is very simple. Nafkamina is, if the Iker Chi of Chatas is the fact that you ate Chalev B'shoigik, so the Edim's Edis is complete when they say he ate Chalev. I was still going to have to verify Hoyda, it's true, but that's not considered an integral part of the Chi of Chatas, and therefore that is the sheet of a mayor. Comes Reb Meir, and Reb Meir says, it's too late for this guy to start telling us stories. Because once the Eidim come and they tell us he's Eid Chalev, and we accept that testimony, so now there's a Yokum Dover on the Chiyuv Chatas. There's a Yokum Dover. The Chacham, and therefore, it's too late. If he would come before we accept the Eidus of the Eid, or as we're being done on the Eidus of the Eid, he would come and he would say, he ate Chalev, then ain't a Chalami. That's why, very simple, Reb Meir doesn't argue with the Chachamim on the Tartzin and Dibure. He argues on the Yokum Dover of the Chiyuv Chatas. Comes the Gemara and Omid Beis, Moider Eshlokish B'Shifcha Chagufa, because there the Gemara B is integral to the Chiyuv Chatas. It's not a Hoidei love. There the Eidim are saying, we don't know if he ate the Kazayas. So there, even Reb Meir agrees that there's no Yokum Dover. Once there's no Yokum Dover, the Metatzin and Dibure will work. You follow what I'm saying? So the critical factor here is, and that's why we still keep on going back to Hoidel of Chatoseh. Whether there's a Yokum Dover on Eidim that come and they say that this guy ate Chalev, does that now become an established obligation with a condition? Of course, there has to be a Hoidel of. But then we can make that assumption that there was a Hoidel of, which we'll make. And when there is nothing lacking in the testimony. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There is nothing lacking in the testimony. And that's why the Tosfos Yeshanim's words, this couple of words, are, in my opinion, a eye-opener in the sugya. Because he's saying, when he's explaining the Chachamim, Loi gom lu edusan. The testimony is not complete. The Chiyuv Chatas is incomplete. And therefore, we cannot make a Yokum Dover based on the Eidim, and therefore it's up for grabs. Now the guy could start telling us stories. Migus, mitatzin and dibures. The Gemara's tutzdotim is very simple. One side of the Gemara is that we listen to the Eidim, but we also need we have a window for you to talk because there's no Yokum Dover. And the other side of the Gemara is we don't even have to come on to Migu. We don't even have to come on to Migu. Since there's no Yokum Dover of the Eidus at this point, so now you have a right to say whatever you want. The Torah left it on your lap. Those are the tutzdotim of the Gemara. But those tutzdotim of the Gemara are only built on the fact, and that's what the Rush means, they're both svaras, related to each other. Because they're all related to one nekuda. And that is the nekuda of Loi Nigmar Eidusin. The Eidus is not complete. According to Reb Meir, the Eidus is complete. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, it's too late. It's not that we... The Migu is no better, Rabbi Isai, by Shifcha Chagufa, than the Migu is in our sugya. It's the same Migu. It's the same Migu. It's just that by Shifcha Chagufa, even Reb Meir agrees there's no Yokum Dover. That's the difference. He's moited to the Chachamim, meaning he's using the same lomdus that the Chachamim were using on Omer Aleph. But the Chachamim hold that there's never a Yokum Dover, like the Tosfos Yeshanim explains. And that's why he could be schmoozing all day. We don't need him to come when the Eidim are being made to override the conclusion, because there is no conclusion. That's why it's not too late. Late means there was a conclusion. There was no conclusion. There was no conclusion. So what I told my shver many years ago, you know, I was the second chassan in the atrium. Couldn't get a date anywhere else that we wanted, so the atrium was the only, and it wasn't built yet. When we sent out our invitations, the hall was not finished. By my chassan, they were putting in the crystals into the chandelier in the atrium. And my shver told me then, he said, you know, the only reason why I'm masking to a Muncie Chasana is because I know the Chasana will be there on time if it's in Muncie. What? It didn't happen. Lamai said it didn't happen. And there's a good reason. Tuvi Brody, Oliver Shalom, was sick, and I went to the hospital, then he needed somebody to put on. I had a good excuse. But you know how it is. That's the way it always is. People that are late always have, you know. But I told him a very posh at the vault. I said, Abba, you're making a big mistake. This is one event in my life that I can't be late for. Chminuch Dechosn. There is no chasana without me. I can't be late to the chasana. Chasana could be postponed, but I will not be late. Unless I'm a manech shliach to do the kedushin, I'm not going to be late. That's the pshat in the chachom. It's not too late because the conclusion didn't happen. The yokum dover didn't happen with the eidim. Reb Meir turns to the chachomim and he says, "What do you mean, Omer Reb Meir? In betchila Omer Meizid Yisi." The Torah's Kohanim, the Tosfos quotes, "If you would have come at the beginning and said Meizid, we would have accepted your testimony." Shoymin loy, avul doni mohem koyim. Right now, by Shivcha Charufa, the same thing is happening. He's dealing with them all day. But by Shivcha Charufa, Reb Meir is maskim.
Why? Because they have no idea what the eidim.
Because the eidim cannot testify about Gmar Bias, there's no Yochum Dovo. It's Mami Spiegels. Okay, we'll stop here. It's the assumption, yeah?
And what about the Rana?
What? With what? No, I explain what the Rashba. The Rashba didn't have to come on to this.
Why?
Because the Rashba held that as long as your migu is not kenega, the edus of the edim, it's not a migu b'makom edim.
Yeah, but what?
So you didn't have to come on that there's no yokum dover.
What's the difference?
According to the, you know what I'm saying? According to the Rashba, so long that your migu is not directly contradicting the edim, then there's no problem with migu b'makom edim. He doesn't hold that once there's a Yochum Dover on part, now you can't have a Migu on the rest. Tosfos holds, once there's a Yochum Dover, it's too late for... You can't split it. You can't make a Migu against the Yochum Dover of the Eidus. The Rashba holds, doesn't matter if Yochum Dover happened. But you, the din of Migu b'mokum Eidim loyam rinon is only b'chayagamna, where your Migu is going directly against the Eidus of the Eidim, not just the Yochum Dover of the Eidim. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, look at the Rashba Daf Gimel Amud Beis above Matzia.
Why is it different?